You're listening to SBS News.
Labor and the Greens have bonded with key crossbench MPs to force an end-of-year vote on a bill to accelerate access to medical treatment in Australia for refugees and asylum seekers on Manus Island and Nauru. The legislation would mean the remaining 10 children on Nauru could be evacuated to Australia before Christmas. And it would allow critically ill refugees and asylum seekers to be flown to Australia for medical treatment on the advice of two doctors. The proposed laws, driven by independent MP Karen Phelps, now appear to have the numbers for support against the minority coalition government. Feeling the pressure of a potentially humiliating defeat on the final day of Parliament for the year, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has railed against the legislation.
I will do everything in my power to ensure that these suggested changes that would undermine our border protection laws never see the light of day. I will do whatever I can, whatever I can. I'll fight them using whatever tool or tactic I have available to me to ensure that we do not undermine our border protection laws.
Greens leader Richard Di Natale has told the ABC the government will indeed do everything possible to stop the passage of the bill.
We believe that we do have an opportunity for the crossbench and the Labor Party to bring this on for a vote. Of course, the government's going to do everything it can within its power to try and deny a vote being held. And so I think it's a question of watch this space.
Scott Morrison denies the government is using the issue as a focal point of difference ahead of the next election. But he's accused opposition leader Bill Shorten of playing politics and showing no strength on border protection. He says by supporting the bill, Labor would be reckless, irresponsible and destructive. Labor MP Chris Bowen rejects the Prime Minister's comments, saying Labor's priority is the health of refugees and asylum seekers on Manus Island and Nauru.
Scott Morrison would say that, wouldn't he? I mean, we believe in strong border protection. We also believe in humanity. And you can believe in both. And Scott Morrison just will always go the low-rent, low-road, political, cheap point scoring. That's what this Prime Minister's been reduced to. I mean, he's no longer the State Director of the Liberal Party, but behaves more like a State Director of a Liberal Party than a Prime Minister of Australia.
Earlier, Mr. Morrison accused critics of offshore processing on Nauru of being potentially racist and disrespectful to Nauruans. He denies suggestions asylum seekers lack adequate medical facilities in Papua New Guinea and Nauru.
We have considerable medical support and services, both in Nauru and in Manus Island. And where people require that attention, then it is provided.
But the lobby group Doctors for Refugees says that's not true. Founder Barry Fatiford says facilities are not adequate.
For example, a man had chest pains, and after 4 hours we were able to get him to the East Loringal Hospital where there was no ECG there. So, and this man had previously had a heart attack before. Now that's unthinkable.
Dr. Fatiford says appropriate medical care is urgently needed.
Well, it seems that Scott Morrison and the government have forgotten that we are talking about people's lives. In his haste and in the government's haste to put in place a strong border policy, they're forgetting that individuals get ill, individuals need emergency medical treatment.
Brigidine Asylum Seeker Project spokeswoman Pamela Kerr says the Prime Minister would benefit from seeing the plight of refugees firsthand.
Over the last 3 weeks, I've spent time with quite a number of the children who've come down from Nauru, some of them suffering desperate psychological consequences. If Mr. Morrison could only sit with these children and listen to them, he would not stand in the way of this bill.
Meanwhile, a group of Christian leaders has called on the Prime Minister, an avowed Christian, to go back and read his Bible. Love Makes a Way's spokeswoman, the Reverend Alexandra Sangster, says Mr. Morrison should turn to the story of a Middle Eastern baby born in danger whose family had to flee and seek safety in another land. Reverend Sangster says the Prime Minister should revisit what it means to have Christian values.
So, Scott, go back, read your Bible, do the right thing. You know what it is. Listen to your heart and listen to the love of God in your heart and welcome the stranger.
Sonia Heidemann, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.